Okay, after 20 plus years of having a daily practice and the Dharma being first priority, I just up and stopped meditating one day about 2 years ago. A teacher told me it was called rolling up the mat, quote unquote. I'd never heard this term. Can you talk about this? Why it happens, how and when, etc. I'm currently working on unrolling the mat, quote unquote. I actually haven't heard this term. I think we can, we can only run on, idealism and duty, for so long. And so if we feel that meditating and practicing is just some kind of duty or chore that we're doing, that we've been functioning on some kind of unrealistic expectations, then torture ourselves with unrealistic expectations, then we can run out of steam. This is where reflecting in different ways, hearing teachings from different teachers, or doing something that shakes it up somehow and gets us to both to reflect on ourselves and reflect on the purpose of the path, the purpose of the teachings, because if it's just a slogging away because one feels one should, that's not very sustainable, or. There's any number of ways that we can undermine ourselves, and it's important to understand that and to reflect on it. But that, that basic reflection of what accords with Dhamma is what. Increases the wholesome in terms of increasing well-being, happiness, clarity, and decreases the unwholesome, whether it's negativity, aversion, confusion. For it to be functioning, how is that working? And to say, how do we make it work? Is it working within us? If it isn't, well, how do we adjust? How do we change? Who do we draw close to? That sense of drawing close to good spiritual friendship—that's really important. Because sometimes we get locked into our own either misconceptions or mis. Application of the practice and it gets really dreary. So if it gets dreary for too long, you just give up on it.